picture life as a garden. We've got to plant seeds of gratitude, nourish them with faith, and soak up God's love like sunshine. It's in those little moments of joy, like flowers blooming in our garden, where we find true happiness. Are you ready to navigate your midlife garden? In today's episode, I'll uncover 10 powerful strategies for cultivating happiness and a joy-filled life infused with the wisdom of Scripture. Each strategy is a beacon of light illuminating the path toward your radiant future. Let's embark on this midlife journey together, enjoying every moment infused with the light of His love. Go grab a notebook, pen, and your favorite beverage, and let's do this. Midlife is a magnificent chapter brimming with opportunities for growth, renewal, and reinvention. Welcome to Choose True Happiness, a faith-infused personal growth podcast for faith-based women 50-plus who are ready to embrace midlife with God and pursue their divinely designed dreams, cultivate happiness, and live their radiant lives. A happy, fun life filled with joy, passion, and purpose. Hi, I'm Donna Berger, your host and Dream Catalyst Mentor. Join me each week for inspiration, motivation, and education as we embark on the spirit-led journey that empowers you to focus forward toward the radiant future of your dreams. Welcome back. I'm so happy you're here. We have a lot to cover, so grab your notebook and let's dive right in. Strategy number one, cultivate gratitude. Research has shown that practicing gratitude can significantly increase happiness, contentment, and overall life satisfaction. Take time to reflect on the things you're grateful for. Psalms 107:1 reminds us, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever." Each day, count your blessings and acknowledge God's goodness in your life. Reflect on His faithfulness, even in the smallest details, and let gratitude overflow from your heart. Strategy number two, embrace positive thinking. Our thoughts have a powerful impact on our emotions and behavior. By focusing on the positive aspects of life and challenging negative thought patterns, you can train your brain to see the world in a more optimistic light. Philippians 4:8 encourages us to focus our thoughts on what is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. By aligning our minds with God's truth and goodness, we can combat negativity and embrace the abundant life He has promised us. John 10:10, "I came that they may have and enjoy life, have it in abundance to the full till it overflows." Strategy number three, nurture relationships. Human connection is essential for happiness and well-being. Make time to cultivate meaningful relationships with friends, family, and loved ones. Invest in your relationships by actively listening, showing empathy, and being present. In our journey of faith, we are called to be sources of encouragement and strength for one another, lifting each other up in love and support. 1 Thessalonians 5:15 states, "Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else." This verse emphasizes the importance of fostering a culture of kindness and forgiveness within our relationships. Instead of seeking revenge or holding on to a grudge, let us strive to extend grace and pursue what is good for all. Strategy number four, practice mindful awareness. Mindful awareness involves paying attention to the present moment. By practicing and being fully present in your daily activities, you can reduce stress and enhance your overall sense of well-being, aka your inner happiness. Psalms 46:10 calls us to be still and know that I am God. In the midst of life's busyness, carve out moments of stillness to be fully present with the Lord. Tune your heart to His whispers in the chaos, finding peace and joy in His presence. Strategy number 5, pursue meaningful goals. Setting and working towards meaningful goals gives your life direction and purpose. Identify what truly matters to you and take steps each day to move closer to your goals, whether they're related to your career, relationships, or personal growth. Proverbs 16:3 encourages us to commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. Seek God's guidance as you set goals aligned with His will, trusting in His provision and timing as you pursue your dreams. Strategy number 6, take care of your body. Physical health and well-being are closely linked to happiness. Prioritize self-care activities such as exercise, healthy eating, and getting enough sleep. Taking care of your body can boost your mind, energy levels, your overall quality of life. 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20 reminds us that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, urging us to honor God with our physical health. Prioritize self-care as an act of worship, nurturing your body with wholesome food, movement, and rest. Strategy number 7, cultivate resilience. Life is full of challenges and setbacks, but resilient individuals are able to bounce back and thrive in the face of adversity. Build resilience by reframing negative experiences as opportunities for growth, practicing self-compassion, and seeking support from others. James 1:2-4 assures us that trials produce perseverance, leading to maturity and wholeness. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Lean on God's strength in times of adversity, knowing that He works all things together for your good. Strategy number 8, live with purpose. Living a purpose-driven life gives you meaning and fulfillment. Identify your values and passions and align your actions with your purpose. Find ways to contribute to something larger than yourself and make a positive impact on the world. Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." This verse conveys the idea that God has a specific plan and purpose for each person's life, and that plan is one of prosperity, hope, and a future. It encourages individuals to trust in God's plan for their lives and to seek His guidance in fulfilling that purpose. Strategy number 9, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with kindness and compassion, especially during difficult times. Accept your flaws and imperfections and recognize that you are worthy of love and happiness just as you are. Colossians 3:12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Extend compassion and grace to yourself, embracing your humanity and finding solace in God's love. Strategy number 10, cultivate joy in everyday life. Don't forget to find joy in the simple pleasures of everyday life. Take time to savor the small amounts of beauty, laughter, and connection that surround you each day. Psalms 118:24 reminds us to rejoice and be glad in each day the Lord has made. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Find joy in the ordinary moments, delighting in God's presence and the beauty of His creation that surrounds you. So there you have it, the happiness formula. I hope you found these 10 strategies for living a joyful life helpful and inspiring. I pray that this has blessed you. Remember, happiness is not a destination, but a journey, and you have the power to create a life filled with happiness and joy. Until next time, choose true happiness and keep smiling. Let's create a ripple effect. If you enjoyed today's episode, please click to subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and then share this podcast with your friends. Your support means the world to us as we continue on our mission to illuminate the path so you can live your radiant life. Thanks for listening. Have a happy and blessed day. Bye.